Oh, you're talking my injury. Like, we could go a lot of different places with that question. We could go a lot of different places with that one. You know, it was just one of those deals. It happened, I believe it was the second series of the game. We were in the red zone. I scrambled left. It was a second down play. I threw the ball away. I got pushed to the ground, and unfortunately... just have a little injury, but you know, it's no big deal. It's something that I was able to play the entire game with, didn't miss a single snap. I'm going to be ready to go Sunday, and it's not going to cause any problems.
When did it start to hurt?
Right there in that moment. I knew right away something was wrong. But you know what? There's not a single player in that locker room who doesn't have some kind of bump, bruise, you know, torn this, tore that. So it's just, you know, it's November football in the National Football League. Everyone's hurt. But bottom line is, it's not going to affect how I throw. It's not going to affect how I play. And it'll be no big deal come Sunday.
So no throwing today, but tomorrow everything's normal?
You know, I trust the trainers. I trust the doctors, the coaching staff. And I think they really wanted to play today to be very cautious, you know, keep some inflammation down. But I'll be out there tomorrow slinging the football around. And like I said, I'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Rock, you guys were able to move the ball quite a bit Sunday, but in the red zone kind of stalled a little bit. What things can be fixed there?
You just study it. You study it and you learn from it. You're exactly right. I think we did a tremendous job of moving the football in the field, converting third downs. We were over 50%. And now when we get to the red area, we're just talking about, you know, keep that same focus you had in the field in the red area. In fact, sharpen that focus to make sure that we're scoring touchdowns rather than kicking field goals.
You had a little shakeup behind you on the quarterback. Paxton.
Yes.
Your thoughts on
You know, I don't really have many thoughts on that. You know, to be honest, I leave all the depth chart decisions to coaches. Coaches, front office, you know, that's what they get paid to do. They get paid to make those decisions. And whatever decision they make, I support 100%. I know they're trying to do whatever is best for the football team. And whether it's Paxton, you know, Trevor, Chad, you know, you name it, I'm going to support that guy 100%.
How do you keep from looking over your shoulder?
It's easy. You just focus on your job. You focus on your opponent and, you know, playing to the best of your ability. I mean, really at the end of the day, you could boil it down to everybody's kind of looking over their shoulder. You know, every single year, regardless of how long you've been in this league, how successful you've been, teams are always trying to find someone better and cheaper to replace you. And so that's how this business works. And if you're going to let those little things affect you, you probably won't be around too long.
Do you see some of your game in what Paxton does and who is actually taller?
You know, I think we're two different players. You know, I've been here a short time. The majority of the time I've been here, Paxton's been hurt. So I haven't really been able to see him do a lot of things on the football field. I do know that he's extremely talented. He's very athletic. I know he's got a lot of speed and he's got a big arm. So I would expect that he'll do some great things in the future.
Let's get back to the 116. How are things in the locker room this week in light of the rough stretch you guys have been on?
I would say the locker room has a great mindset right now, considering everything that's taken place. The mindset is to go out there and get a win this week. And we truly believe as players in that locker room that if we can get this win, hopefully we can create some momentum with that and get a little streak going. Because at the end of the day, you know, our goal is still out there for us to, you know, go out there and take. But obviously we got to get a win this week. We know that. And we're going to put all the chips on the table, do everything we can. I'm very proud of the guys. Like I said, everybody came in today with a great mindset. People were flying around at practice. It was a very sharp practice, and it was a great first prep day.
Was there a difference for you from the Philly game to the New England game just in terms of comfort?
Big difference. You know, I was very comfortable in the Philly game. The thing I would say is, you know, although I'm fairly – you know, familiar with this system, you know, spending some time with Coach McCoy in 2012, there's still a lot of things that are new and different. And obviously I didn't get any reps in OTAs, training camp. There's a lot of things that we may call in on the game day that I've never rep before. I've only done the mental reps. So I think we got a little bit better going from Philly to New England, and if we can get even better this week, score some touchdowns in the red zone, I think you'll see a great result.
How do you keep it separate in your head? It's your third offense in like 11 months. I mean, how do you sort of get the verbiage?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of things bleed together, and there's a lot of flashbacks that take place on the field. You know, you see a look, you know what call you're supposed to make to attack it, and sometimes the word that maybe we used in 2013 and 14 comes to, you know, the front of my head. But I think the best way to study it is you say, okay, here was the old word, and here's the new word, and you kind of tie them together. And one of them's going to hit your brain in the moment when your team needs it. But really, it's nothing that just some good old-fashioned studying hours can't fix. And that's what all of us quarterbacks do. We all study very hard to make sure that we can go out there and operate this system to the best of our ability.
Maybe drop one in practice. That was an old word.
You know, yeah, I have. I've dropped one or two, but as soon as I say them, it's funny because, you know, I'll say an old word, but DT knows it, Emmanuel knows it, you know, Paradis knows it. A bunch of guys know the word. Verge knows it. But then half the guys look back and say, what? You know, so it's it was one of those things. It was more or less when I first got here in September, but I feel very comfortable in the offense now. I'm good with all the new words and the verbiage and how we communicate things at the line of scrimmage. Well, you know, for us, it's a little bit of a familiar opponent. You know, I feel like we've played them every year pretty much since I've been here. You know, they're a unit that, you know, they're aggressive, they're talented, they play very hard. They got a lot of veterans out there who understand things. You know, you get DBs that pattern read. You get linebackers who, you know, understand the run game, understand the pass game. You have a D-line who plays very aggressive. They get upfield, they rush hard, they play with great energy. So it's going to be a great challenge for us. You know, the Bengals have, you know, been in the playoffs a ton the past couple of years, and it's not going to be an easy game at all. We know we're going in for a fight. They're coming here trying to get a win. We're trying to get a win. And like I said, they're very talented. They're a veteran group, and so I expect a very hard-fought game.
Rock, how do you try to lead when you're sort of in this week-to-week mode? How do you go about that?
You know, I just do what comes natural. I'm gonna take the reins and run with it like this is my football team until I'm told different. I really think there's no other way to go about it. You know, you can't, kind of step halfway in. You're either all in or you're all out. And I've always been an all in type of guy. I think leading has always been a natural thing for me. And it's something I really enjoy. And I take a lot of pride and being a good leader and trying to be a great teammate on and off the field to guys.
You and Emmanuel do anything extra to build that chemistry, obviously on Sunday, a great game, but also in 2015 you guys had a good game.
Yes, a ton of credit to Emmanuel. Emmanuel is he loves football, and he's when he's in this building, he's always talking and thinking football, and he sits right behind me in the meetings, so we watch a lot of film at the same time, and you know he always has an idea, and then you know when we come out here to the practice field, if something's not exactly how he wants it, we make sure we rep it again post practice. So tons of credit to Emmanuel for that, because you know, it's a reflection of what he did on Sunday. He's the ultimate pro. He practices as hard as he possibly can. If the rep's not right, he's going to do it again. He studies very hard. He watches the tape saying, how can I attack this defense? Where's their weak spots? And he's always looking to make big plays. So as a quarterback, that's someone that you love to have because, you know, you just look his direction and he's probably going to make you look good.
Thank you, Brock.
Thanks guys.